I'm Cindy Talley. Today I'd like you to meet two of my Radio Reader Book Club friends, Kathy Holt and Lynn Hughes. They're sitting around a table at the historic Cimarron Hotel talking about our current read, Plainsong. Their chat is the perfect example of awareness, whether it be to our children or to our surroundings. These two lovely women are so engrossed in their conversation, they have no idea they captured the sound of a semi going by on the highway. Kathy starts the conversation.
Is there a place in our lives these days for parents and adolescents or adults and adolescents to discuss literature?
You know, that's an interesting question. I would like to have my first thought be a happy, optimistic answer, but I don't know if that's really the way I feel. One of my favorite students several years ago told me that he just loved his time in the evenings with his parents, that he had two younger brothers, and the family would all have dinner together, and then the younger brothers were put to bed, and then the teenage boy, my student, would sit around the kitchen and visit with his mother and dad. And he absolutely loved that time where he got to just visit with his mom and dad. And then he said, but now it's different because my mom got Facebook and my dad got Facebook. And so what happens after the little boys are put to bed is my mom goes in one room with her computer to be on her Facebook, and my dad goes in the other room with his computer to be on his Facebook, and I'm in the kitchen all by myself with nobody to talk to.
That just reminded me exactly of the situation between the McFerrin brothers and Victoria after supper.
Right, and so they don't know how to talk to a teenager, so they have to talk about the markets. They have to talk about the cattle markets and the futures markets. And she has absolutely no idea what they're talking about, but they are making an attempt to communicate on both sides. Victoria's making an attempt to communicate with them, and they're making an attempt to communicate with her. And it doesn't matter if she does not have any clue what they're talking about. At least they're trying to connect with each other. I like that scene in that book.
So as a teacher, would you recommend Plainsong as a book that might support some kind of interaction or engagement between adults and young people in terms of being a catalyst for discussion?
Yes, there's so many times when Guthrie's boys, Ike and Bobby, I feel like they want to talk to him and he's either too busy or just doesn't know how to relate to kids. He cares about them. He loves them. That's obvious. But I just think there needs to be more of a connection there. He needs to listen to those kids and find out what's going on in their lives because they're doing a whole lot of things that he doesn't even know that they're doing. So I think an adult maybe reading this book would say, whoa, what are my kids doing? Have I been listening to what they're saying enough lately? So that might be a good thing.
Thank you, ladies. You're invited to join the Radio Readers conversation online at hppr.org.